Everything But the Guilt. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Finally, for non-vegetarians who want to remove guilt from their diet, Whole Food Market revealed today that it will sell a line of meat products under the category Animal Compassionate. In some cases, it's twice the cost of regular meat, but it will come from animals raised in a humane manner, allowing you to feel the moral clarity of a vegetarian without having to look all thin and hungry all the time. But will it remove the guilt? Do you really feel better knowing the food on your plate used to be happy? Does it help to visualize the bird running through a sunny meadow as you dip your chicken tender in the honey mustard? Or would it be better knowing that the bird had a miserable existence, which, thanks to your hunger, came to a merciful end? I always had trouble dealing with the scene in The Lion King, where Simba preens on his rock, scanning his Garden of Eden, full of bright colors and happy animals, some of whom later that week he's going to eat raw, very likely against their will. I mean, do the happy animals really not know? The Chipotle Mexican Grill started advertising that all its pork is humanely raised, and as a result, sales of the pork burrito quickly doubled. Apparently, happy meat tastes better. So tell me, as more and more pigs find themselves suddenly being led out of the old factory stalls and into the bright sunshine with a place to run and fresh straw and friendly spiders weaving intelligent messages, as their friends start turning up missing, do you really think they won't know something's up? It's the miracle of marketing. For $3 a pound, the bacon crackles. For $6, it laughs. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.